Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
What a joy it is to have all of you with us today on Connected. Thank you for tuning in to He's Alive Radio. Our special guest is Pastor Rena Prosit. She is in ministry beside her husband. He is Apostle Joe Prosit. Pastor Rena, thank you for being here today.
It was a beautiful day to come up here, Pastor Sharon. Not too many days I can say it's a beautiful day coming to Garrett County.
You can this time of year. Now,
yes.
6 months from now. Yeah, another story. You were preaching a message. Your husband did the outline. You filled in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you shared this, I said, wow, I've got to have those notes. And we're going to hear it today on Connected. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about what to do when it feels like your head's in a vise or you just feel like you're in hot water. And, you know, a lot of things are going wrong and you're trying to live right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the listeners can identify with this in that so many times, you know, we get all excited and we've got a promise from God. God says we're going to do something great and we get all excited. But then we become processed.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually looked up the word for the definition of the word process, and it means to perform a series. So it isn't just one thing that we're going through. A lot of times we're going through several things at once, but a series of mechanical or chemical operations on something in order to change it or preserve it. And I'm excited about that because it says when we see him, we'll be like him.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you there's a lot of chemical and mechanical process that needs to take place before I look like him.
Absolutely. We will be right back. And I want to know, how does a Christian handle being processed when they're under pressure?
Searching through the ashes of the person that I was. When devastation came, I found my strength was not enough. The light stood shining on a hill through tears my eyes could see. Upon the path I saw that there were others just like me. Broken vessels just like me. Oh, but God builds churches with broken people, with hurting people, with searching people, and somehow these imperfect people find strength to make it through. And the broken become brand new. They have come from everywhere, from every walk of life, each one beneath the traveler's load of pain or guilt or strife. They have come to see his face, and in his light they bow, with shattered dreams and broken hearts, yet with his hands somehow, with loving hands somehow. God builds churches with broken people, with hurting people, with searching people, and somehow these imperfect people find strength to make it through, and the broken become brand new.
Churches with broken people, with
straight.
broken become brand new. And the broken become brand new.
And my special guest today, Pastor Rena Prozich from the Morgantown Faith Center, Morgantown, West Virginia. And you're talking about being processed as a believer.
You know, so many times I've said things like, God, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've said, Lord, what have I done wrong? Or how come no one else has this going on in their life? You know, we oftentimes feel singled out. And as I was just discussing it with my husband, you know, he said, you know, actually, there are two reasons that we go through a process. One is that we're called.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're called, there's a lot of raw material, but perhaps our character isn't able to handle the anointing. But also, sometimes we just volunteer. You know, we love God so much because of all the things that he's helped us do that we look at the world and we say, God, you've helped me so much. What can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when somebody volunteers, it doesn't necessarily mean they're trained. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're equipped with all the things that they need equipped with. But, you know, when you start out, a lot of times you don't do everything right because mm-hmm. you don't know what right is.
That's right.
And so I just felt this was a really good message for the listeners today in that you know you're called to do something great. The Bible even says in Matthew 20:16 that many are called, mm-hmm. but few are chosen. And nobody wants to be called and then not chosen. Do you remember when mm-hmm. you were young and they'd have a baseball team and you were like, pick me, pick me.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be the last person picked mm-hmm. because maybe we didn't kick the ball and kickball good enough, or we weren't the greatest basketball player. But, you know, once we're processed, we become more able, more equipped to do what God's called us to do.
Now, what kind of tests are these that we go through when we're being processed?
We'll do all four of them, Sharon, and then we'll come back to them. But the commitment test.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, pick me, I'll do it, I'll do it. But then they're not committed to follow through. Then there's the assignment test. You give them an assignment, but yet they do the assignment if they want to, when they want to, how they want to, uh-huh. instead of the way you ask them to do it. And then the accountability test. And we can see all these in the Bible before finally we come to the maturity test.
Mm-hmm. So you go through these tests. Sometimes your leaders put you through these tests as
well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even God will put us through these tests.
Amen. But you and I both know, Sharon, when God puts you through a test, it's usually a man or woman doing it to you.
Well, he does it through people. Yeah,
he does it through people. So if you think of the commitment test, you know, I'm kind of old fashioned. So let's do a throwback. What is today? Wednesday? We'll do throwback day. But do you remember the movie Karate Kid that came out in 1984?
I know the movie. Didn't see it.
Well, it was a great movie mm-hmm. about commitment. And there's a young kid. His name is Daniel, and he comes from California, and when he gets to the school, there's all of these bullies, and they're all very versed in karate, and he is devastated because he's so picked on and so singled out, and he finds a gentleman, and the Miyagi says that he'll help him,
mm-hmm.
and so all he does with Daniel is have Daniel wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off.
Okay.
Or has him paint fences or wash a car, and you think, what in the world does that have to do with being a professional karate person,
uh-huh.
or being trained and being able to take up for yourself? And a lot of times when you think about it, isn't that the way you and I feel?
Mm-hmm.
God, what does this have to do with what you've called me to do?
Yeah.
What am I doing here,
uh-huh.
serving in this capacity when you've called me to be in this capacity?
Yeah, you feel like you're called to teach. You're called to go to the nations. And you're heading the social, you know, the dinner.
Exactly.
At church. And you're saying,
I'm flipping hamburgers and uh-huh. hot dogs when I thought you told me I was going to lay hands on the sick.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm in here in the nursery changing diapers, and I thought you said that I was going to go to the nations.
Uh-huh.
And so there's this commitment test, and we don't realize that this is where trust is being built.
Mm.
Do I trust you, God?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in the right place with the right leadership? doing the right thing mm-hmm. at the right time. It's not so much that I trust my leader because maybe I haven't had that commitment long enough with them, but I trust God in my leader. Mm-hmm. I trust God through my leader, that he holds all of my tomorrows, that he knows my goings and my comings, my rising ups and my laying downs, and that, you know what, no matter what, he'll get done what he wants done in my life. Mm-hmm. That's the commitment test. And most of the time, these are tasks, Sharon.
Sure it is.
This is the carnal work. You know, this is where, you know, I find out not only what's on the inside of me, but what's on the inside of the person in the pew next to me.
Okay.
What's in my brothers or sisters. So many times conflict arises because you're having to work with people and you're not at the maturity level, at the process level, where you understand that working with them is just as important as working for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. The scripture that I like to use on this is Ephesians 5:17-21. And it says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And it goes on to speak about submitting to one another.
Yes.
In the fear of the Lord.
Mm. And so these tests, let me go through them again. The commitment test is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one?
Assignment test.
So are you going to do the assignment and fulfill that assignment to the intent that the person who gave the assignment meant for you to do it?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have the accountability test.
Okay.
Because remember, he sent out the 70.
That's right.
But then he brought him in and have him give an account of what they did, why they were out.
Absolutely.
And then finally, the maturity test.
Maturity test.
All right. So let's move ahead. There's lots of things that we can learn in the first commitment test. You know, bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the heart that matters. And so if we pass that test, then we go on to the next level or the next step, which is the assignments. And I love this part because this is what assignment means. Responsibility with accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that just I have a responsibility, but I have this responsibility that I'm going to be accountable for. In other words, the buck stops with me.
Okay.
And that I will have to give full recourse of what I've done. And so in Luke 10, verses 1 through 4, it actually gives you all of the points of the assignment. It tells you the description of the assignment. Then it tells you the reason for the assignment.
That's right.
And then it tells you the conditions that we have. And the conditions are rough. In Luke 10, 1 through 4, it says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice to know he doesn't send us someplace alone? Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out lambs or to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. I don't know about you, but when he tells me to go barefoot and don't take any necessities, I get a little upset because I want to take my stilettos and my handbag.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, he tells you right off the bat it's not going to be an easy task and that we're going to have some troubled times. But yet we're so surprised. And so, you know, when we go to that step two, once we've decided that we're committed, then we get our assignment. And when we get our assignment, there's another process that we go through. Because are we going to be responsible and are we going to give that accountability?
You know, Pastor Rena, this is so good. And there's no way we can get all of this in. We're going to continue this tomorrow, this topic.
Excellent.
But I know there are people listening right now. They're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They're frustrated. And they are not understanding why God has them in the place that they're at because they're not seeing the fulfillment of their dream. And somebody sees something in them that they don't see. And
that's
someone
so
is
true.
Trying to bring something out of them that they don't even know that they have. And so God has got them through a process. When we come back, I want us to pray because so many people quit in the process. They never reach their destiny. We'll be right back.
Defender of the weak.
Pastor Rena, this teaching is so good. I hope people will go back and they will download and re-listen to this program today, which you can do it at he'salive.net. And you even taught this at your church, and I'm sure there's resources that they can get the entirety of that as well.
They can go to our website, www.mfcministries.net, and you can actually go to Listen Now, and they can archive it. And it was the month of August, I think the third Sunday in August.
All right. I think I'm going to be listening to it too, Pastor Rena. Let's pray, though, for those that are in process. I just got a call this morning before I came in, and a pastor is under duress because there are people that have so much in them, and yet they don't want to go through the process. So a Jezebel spirit, which is another teaching, has come in to attack the servant of God. And so many people are being sifted before they get through the process. And I want you to pray today.
Amen. Let's agree together, Sharon. You know, as you were saying that, I thought when my mother was young, her father was a coal miner. And he was killed in the big mine explosion, Osage number 2, and she was only 2 years old. And I think all the people that used to work in the mines to bring out that was productive and plentiful mm-hmm. and profitable for others. And, you know, that's what our leaders do. They dig down inside of us. And sometimes in that they lose people because mm-hmm. the people don't want to be processed or because it's too painful.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening today and you know that you know that you know that you're called of God, and you've come to the place where, you know what, I'm going to be committed no matter what, because I know God loves me, and mm-hmm. I know God sent his son for me. I know that there's more to life than this, but I'm just lost in the process.
Mm-hmm.
The heat is up too high.
Okay.
The chemicals are causing too much distress on me. I just pray for you right now
yes,
that
Lord.
You will continue your assignment, that you will be responsible,
mm-hmm.
and you will be accountable, because God's got so much more for you.
Yes.
He's not done with you yet. I just mm-hmm. want to encourage you. He is so not done with you. When it seems like you can't go on mm-hmm. any longer, he promises he'll not forsake you. He'll not leave you alone, but he'll grab hold of you just like Peter when he was going down for the count.
That's right.
On something he'd never stood on before. You stand on something you've never stood on before. You get yourself a scripture in the Word of God and you stand on it. And I promise you, the Lord's hand will not be short. He will lift you up again.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Pastor Rena, tell us, how can we find about your church? The same website, I guess, you gave before.
Yes, absolutely. We're 5.2 miles from the University Town Center in Morgantown on Route 19, and our phone number is 304-292-7283. That's 304-292-7283. Services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and we'd love to have you come visit if you don't have a local church.
Thank you. And we'll be back tomorrow, part two of this, with Pastor Rena here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.